That Terminator is out there. He can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop ever until you are dead. This is a line from the 1984 science fiction movie, The Terminator, in which a futuristic cyborg assassin relentlessly pursues a woman in the past and the human protector also sent back to save her from the Terminator. In the sermon, Terminating the Terminator, this description of the Terminator can also be applied to Death, who is the real-life Terminator who stops at nothing to destroy every human being. Man's sin is what gives Death his invincible power against man, and why no man has been able or is able to stand against it. But if man's sin is removed, Death becomes powerless to harm him. This is what God did by transposing or taking all of man's sin onto himself and becoming the victim of death for those sins, and thereby terminating the Terminator power over man. It amounts to an exchange of sin for righteousness and death for life, which resulted in a substitution of persons. Christ becomes us, as Paul said, he became sin for us who knew no sin, and we have become him by allowing him to live his life through us. But because he had no sin of his own, death could not hold him in the grave. Satan has effectively harnessed death uses it against mankind by exploiting his ignorance and weaknesses. By taking away man's sin, he no longer has a reason to fear death nor fall victim to the lies, deception, and temptations of the enemy. Death is God's way of enforcing order in what he has created. Everything he has made and lives within his realm is subject to his dictates and commands. Death is used as a resort for those, for whatever reason, refuse to abide by his laws. This is why the scripture states that there is no escape for those whose sins can be removed, yet they insist on their rebellion against God. In that movie, Kyle sacrificed his life to save Sarah Connor from the Terminator. In real life, Jesus sacrificed his life to save us from the real Terminator, death. The only thing we have to do to receive this grace and protection is to submit to the Lordship of God in Christ and live the way he created us to live. Look for our Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday of this week on our Facebook page and mobile app. You can also enjoy the Sunday school daily readings anytime and anywhere at our website. As always, remember to fear God and keep his commandments.